Late last week, MSU's facility for rare isotope beams received several critical approvals from the U.S. Department of Energy. The nuclear science facility would potentially bring jobs to the area and make MSU even more attractive to talented researchers. Here to talk about this latest development is Thomas Glassmacher. He's the FRIB project manager, and he joins us now in the studios. Nice to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you.
Before we get into last week's specific announcement, give us non-physicists another quick refresher on what the FRIB project is and how it differs from the MSU cyclotron.
All right. Well, the cyclotron's been here since 1965, really, when we made the first proton beam. The FRIB will be the next generation of accelerator. It's about 1,000 times more powerful than the existing cyclotrons, and it's going to make rare isotope beams, those that used to be found on Earth but are no longer here. They're unstable and decay in a split second. We make them available to researchers from all over the world, and they do basic research.
And what gets accelerated in this process?
So what's getting accelerated is any element between hydrogen and uranium. The researchers write proposals, and they get evaluated by scientific peers on their scientific merit. And then as a user facility, we provide the beams that are interesting to them, xenon, gold, lead.
And where on the atomic table, the atomic chart, does hydrogen and uranium fall?
Well, hydrogen is the lightest.
Is number one,
is number
right?
one.
Yeah.
And uranium is the heaviest one that's stable and that we can accelerate.
Okay, it's and where on the chart is that?
It's 92.
Now, is that, okay, so anywhere for any of those 92 elements
yes,
are subject to acceleration?
Well, and you tell us what you want and we'll accelerate it for you.
Sounds user-friendly.
That's our goal. We have customers we need to make happy.
And then again, in general terms, what do you learn when these particles get accelerated?
Right. So the scientific motivation is different for different users we have. Some of them want to understand what holds atomic nuclei together. We made of atomic nuclei, but we don't have a good understanding of the force yet that holds them together. Other folks want to understand how the elements were made. They continue to be made in stars, but again, we need nuclear physics input to have models that have predictive power to see how elements were made. And lastly, we want to enable the benefit of rare isotopes for society. So we make, if you want, designer isotopes for folks who then use them in other applications, medical, material science, and so on.
Fascinating. So last week's announcement from the U.S. Department of Energy, it sounds like the bond got tighter or the process got accelerated, as long as we're talking of acceleration.
That's
here.
Right. So last week's announcement was the approval of what they call Critical Decision 2. When you build one-of-a-kind science facilities, there's not a blueprint you can take and you duplicate one because it's one-of-a-kind and hasn't been built before. So the way they deliver these projects, the Department of Energy has certain gates we have to pass through. We first have to do a conceptual design that's called Critical Decision 1 when that's approved, and that was approved in 2010. So now we have our baseline approved, where we now enter into a fixed schedule, a fixed cost, and a fixed scope. That's in 2013, and now with this approval, we do have a schedule. We will deliver FRIB in June of 2022, but internally we're managing to an earlier completion in December of 2020.
Hmm. And what will make the difference between 2020 and 2022?
Well, 2020 is our goal, and of course FRIB funding is subject to annual appropriation. There can be technical issues, so we have 18 months of schedule float at the end that with large certainty we will be done by 2022, but we want to, of course, deliver those beams as soon as possible to our users. So our internal goal is to work as fast and as diligently as we can to be done by the end of 2020.
Now, do the Department of Energy folks like hearing that kind of thing? Do they like hearing that, hey, we'll definitely have it done by 2022, but you know what? We can do even better than that.
They like that, and that's part of the approach. I mean, you need to have a stretch goal, so maybe it'll be early 2021, but we're managing towards 2020.
So the schedule, the cost as well. Tell us about that.
So the cost, it's just like the cost is $730 million total project cost, of which the community here shares 94.5 million. In these one-of-a-kind project, the cost gets developed, and at this point, when DOE approves cost, scope, and schedule, they have trust and certainty that we will be able to deliver that scope on that schedule for that cost.
$730 million, and that breaks down between basically federal money and university money?
Federal money and community money, university and state, $94.5 million, and the remainder is federal.
And how much more fundraising remains to be done?
There isn't really any fundraising that needs to be done.
That's probably not the best choice of words. But
Well, okay, so the Congress appropriates federal money every year, but you can't really fundraise from them. So for the next fiscal year that starts in October, the President requested $55 million. The House and the Senate marked up $55 million. So if there's an appropriation, we're looking forward to that, which allows us to go through FY14. And then for FY15, the same thing starts again. So every year there'll be a congressional appropriation of the federal funds.
Does the atmosphere over budgets in Washington, is that a big concern for you and for people who want to see the FRIB happen?
It's a
contentious atmosphere.
It's a contentious atmosphere, but it's a constraint we live in, and we have bicameral support in the House and in the Senate. We have bipartisan support from the Republicans and from the Democrats, and it's really a Michigan issue, and we have state support and MSU support. So it's a constraint, the atmosphere, but we're doing okay.
Very good. Thomas Glassmacher is the project manager for the facility for rare isotope beams here at Michigan State University. Pleasure to have you in. We'll have you back.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.